In the 33rd episode of Damn, That's Interesting, I'll be talking about bonus tracks exclusive to Japan. While listening to Kanye West's objectively and undoubtedly best album, Graduation, on YouTube, I discovered the existence of these exclusive songs when I came across a video titled Bittersweet Poetry, which apparently was also from Graduation. However, after clicking on the video, not only did I realize that this is a hidden gem, arguably one of the best songs on the album, but I also found that it's only available on the Japanese CD versions of Graduation when it was released. Kanye West has given Japan access to bonus tracks, and so have Paul McCartney, Daft Punk, Florence and the Machine, Foo Fighters, and even Beyonce. Now, it's pretty much a given fact that you'll find extra content on the Japanese versions, some of which is often difficult, if not impossible, to source elsewhere. Now you may be wondering, why is it that Japan gets exclusive songs and mixes from artists' releases? It's mainly to prevent Japanese consumers from buying the imported, international versions of releases, which are cheaper than the domestic versions of the albums. This is because CDs in Japan, which account for more than 70% of recording sales in the country, are significantly more expensive due to various factors like high manufacturing costs, distribution complexities, and the strong yen. This price difference makes importing cheaper CDs from abroad an attractive option for Japanese consumers. So, to counter the import trend and incentivize people to buy domestic versions of albums, record labels offer exclusive content like bonus tracks, special artwork, and other features. And this works because Japanese consumers show a strong preference for unique and limited edition items. Unfortunately, when I went to Japan for vacation this summer, I didn't know about this. Who knows, if any of you have the chance to visit sometime, maybe you'll find that your favorite album has a track you've never heard of. That's it for today's episode, and I hope you ended up saying, "Damn, that really is interesting."